Hey there, it's Carl Richards. You know, there's a great podcast out there that gets me up to speed with what's happening in the world of work, and it's called Beyond the Minimum. Tanya Hewitt and her guests explore concepts, ideas, phrases, and practices that really shed light on the world of work. Work can be purposeful, value-led, and more meaningful to all who interact with the workplace. So take a moment to give a listen to Beyond the Minimum. You'll find the link to the podcast in the show notes. Welcome to Podcast Solutions Made Simple. It's the podcast that's all about podcasting. I'm your host, Carl Richards. You know, in my 25 plus years in the broadcast and speaking world, I've noticed a lot of overwhelm when it comes to podcasting. And I'm here to tell you, it doesn't have to be that way. If you're a coach, consultant, or other subject matter expert, and the thought of starting a podcast seems too technical, too confusing, too time consuming, or just way out of your reach, then this is the podcast for you. On this show, we give you the tools, tips, and techniques to run a kick-ass show and share stories from people who have been there, done that, and are enjoying massive success with their own shows. Oh, and if you're an existing podcaster, this show is also for you. The mics are up, so let's dive into today's episode. And today we're taking a dive into something that if you're looking at getting into the podcasting space, it's something you should consider early into your journey. It's not something I even knew about, or I don't even know if it existed in the way it does today when I started my podcasting journey. And that was, how do you take that show of yours where you have these episodes you've created, and in most cases you have promoted them once, sometimes twice, maybe, and then they just sit there and you pray, you do what every podcaster does, you pray that someone will find your stuff. It doesn't always happen by magic. There's a better way to do it to ensure that there's a good chance more people will catch the show. And to talk about that today is our guest, Alex Thorick, who is the founder of a marketing agency, Thor Marketing, and the co-founder of Building Income on Demand, a digital marketer that had a great experience working with different industries such as spa, gyms, coaches, consultants, real estate, and restaurants too, helping them grow their customer list. He's a big sports fan. Have to ask him about that. He's the holder of a second Dan Black belt in Taekwondo. I'll have to ask him about that as well. Practicing Taekwondo, by the way, for the last 14 years and even had his own school dedicated to it. So that's pretty cool. His goal is to help local businesses create marketing systems and automations, as well as help create content to make business owners' lives easier and more fulfilling than they might be right now. Alex Thorick, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
It's a thrill to have you here. So you're a sports fan.
I am.
Hockey?
Not really. It's more soccer.
Okay. So I'm not the only, quote, Canadian then that doesn't... What are the sports you enjoy?
I would say it's mostly soccer. That's the main one. And then Taekwondo is part of my life. As I mentioned, I've been practicing it for the last 14 years. So it's a way of life for me.
That's pretty cool. As far as soccer goes, though, are you a fan or are you a player or a bit of both?
I would say a bit of both. So I'm cheering for German team Bayern Munich.
Okay.
And then when there is a World Cup, I usually cheer for Germany. But then now two World Cups in a row, they can't even get out of the group.
Oh,
Koreans and Japanese somehow beat them.
All right.
Which doesn't really make any sense.
I don't follow it a lot, but from what I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, Canada actually, I mean, we didn't do phenomenally, but we made some strides in the last World Cup.
Yeah, we actually made it to the World Cup.
Yeah. We actually made it there. Yeah. That was the big thing. We made it. We made it there. Anything hockey related, we can make it pretty much anywhere, but yeah. It was pretty impressive to see that. The only sport, I have to admit, that there's only one that I really play on a regular basis, and I'm really bad at it. And from the people who play it, they'll probably agree with me. Oh yeah, they're bad at it too. And that's golf.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Some people say golf isn't a sport, but to which I say, wait a minute, I'm going out, there's fresh air, there's physical activity involved, especially if you're not very good and you end up, you know, hacking away at the green half the time. It's work. So...
It is, yeah. It's a lot of strategy and techniques and working out, whether it's physically or mentally. I mean, look at Tiger Woods.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And there's a guy who turned around and came back, you know, after a serious accident. So great to see that. Tell me a little bit very quickly before we jump into the theme of our show today. Tell me about Taekwondo, because that's been 14 years of your life and you're doing very well with it from what it sounds like.
So yeah, in case with Taekwondo, I started when I was a kid, when I was 6 or 7, back in Moldova and Eastern Europe. And then we moved to Canada So I got my red belt. I went up to the red belt. And then my dad was always telling me, you need a belt. So the next belt is black. And he didn't really want me to pass the black belt because he would always tell me, you need a belt to hold your pants. The belt doesn't really show anything. So you need to know. Yeah, you really need to know the techniques. You really need to, it's kind of a show me, don't tell me thing, right? And then when we moved here, so I went back, I was like, okay, now I'm ready. I want to get the black belt. So I started doing that. And then at some point, so I was 20, 21, 22, maybe, I started thinking about going to Olympics. So I would train six days a week. Yeah, I was going all into that. But then I was also going to school, to college at the same time. And then we also started the side hustle business. And I was like, well, what should I do? So I figured I focused mainly on business, but I was still practice taekwondo. And then throughout the next 5-6 years, that's when I got a chance to have a taekwondo school under Concordia University. And then COVID came and everything got shut down. And you know what happens next.
And you pivoted, and it sounds like you're doing some amazing work. So congratulations on, you know, love of sport, but also love for taekwondo that has been a part of your life. And I'm assuming still is, just not maybe in the forefront like it used to be.
Yeah.
Let's shift though and talk about marketing. Specifically, let's talk about this automation thing as it relates to podcasting, because I know numerous podcasts out there that they're in the grind all the time. They're creating content. They maybe hired an agency like ours to help them do all the back end work, the editing and getting it set to go out there. They release their episodes. Their loyal fan base might be a little bit smaller than they'd like, but they keep releasing great content and it's not getting the reach they want it to get. But you figured out that, well, automation can help with this. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So when it comes down to automation, I mean, in today's world, for some reason, business owners, people in general are not using automation when it's right there in front of us. And there's this hustle culture when in reality, you don't really need to hustle because you can set up systems once and let them work for you. I mean, you still have to work hard and work smart at the same time, but then let that automation work for you. So when it comes down, let's say to the podcast, you could use all sorts of applications that would help you with that. So let's say you could definitely use Zapier. I'm sure people have heard of it. It really depends on the number of tasks that you need. It's not too expensive, but when you have, let's say maybe 2,000 to 3,000 connections, and then you have one automation with 10 Zaps, and at some point it becomes quite pricey. Right. So if you don't want to do that, you either need to overthink how you could shorten the process, or you could use something maybe like High Level. So that's a software that we use for ourselves. And then within the High Level, they have pretty much everything.
And by the way, the links that the two pieces of software or programs that Alex is talking about, we're going to make sure those links are in the chat later on, or in the show notes rather later on, as well as Alex's information. But I want to go back to the, you know, why aren't people doing this? Because do you think in some ways it's because, number one, they don't know the how, but number two, one of the reasons I find why people don't even launch podcasts to begin with is it's too techy and it's too confusing. So do you think those two things combined throws up the, okay, I can't do this mentality for a lot of people?
I would say, yeah, yeah, it's a mix of both. And let's say when people decide to start the podcast or the business itself, they know why they're doing it, but then they don't necessarily know how to do it and how to do it more productively. Because again, there are so many different ways how you can do it these days, and people get overwhelmed with information. And then you see this option and that option, and you're like, what really works? You don't even know.
And we see so many things in the marketing space too that can be a distraction. I mean, I remember it was a couple of years ago where, I mean, I'm active on Facebook, I'm active on LinkedIn, I'm getting more active on TikTok, which I just signed into my account after not being active for a while, but I'm on Instagram and I'm on all these platforms. And all of a sudden somebody comes along and says, oh, you should jump into Clubhouse and check that out. There's just one more thing that can just be a bit of a distraction. So in your experience, getting into the automation space, even if we know it's good for us, we know it's good for our branding, our business in general, do we sometimes think it's going to be a distraction that'll just take us away from other things that we should be focusing on?
So as I mentioned, in case with social media platforms, I would say the best option for you would be to focus on one platform.
Okay.
To be known on that platform only. Mm. I know that some people say it's important to be omnipresent. We also say it, but then if you have the resources to do that, that's when it's good to be omnipresent. But let's say if you're doing it by yourself or you have a little team, just focus on that one platform. And then after that, you can repurpose your content to all the other platforms, because each and every platform has its own style and different type of content that you post there. So the podcast that you have, you would need to, let's say, if you do both audio and video, mm-hmm. for the video side of things, you could definitely use, let's say, short clips, 1 minute long, and then post them as YouTube short, Instagram, and Facebook reel. So in that case, it does work.
Okay, so getting back to the automation piece, then you can set this up, and you should set it up firstly on the one platform. Let's stick with what you just said about pick one that you know is going to work for you, where your prospects, your clients, you know they're there, your raving fans are already there. Stick with that one, and then you can expand beyond that. But this is part of the sequencing. This isn't just, I'm going to throw my podcast up there and see what happens. This is, okay, I have a podcast, it goes out to all the podcasting channels, and now I have to do the marketing piece. And Zapier, or the other one that you mentioned, will pick it up and redistribute it or whatever to those platforms. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah. So in case with High Level, it will not do it exactly, but in case with Zapier, it will definitely do that. So there is a way for you to do it with Zapier and then link it to Slack, if you've heard of Slack before.
Yep. Okay.
So yeah, do it that way, because most of the times in today's online world, people would use Slack as a platform to communicate with the team internally. So those automations could go, let's say, to those specific people.
What are some results that people can expect once they get into the automation sequencing, once they figure that out? Because I think that, again, to set something up, I think people want to know, okay, if I do this, what am I going to get out of it? In your experience, can we expect a huge amount of traffic volume increase? Is it a little bit? Does it depend on the size of my network? Explain that a little bit.
So it does depend on the size of the network. It depends on the number of following that you have. But let's say if you will be repurposing your podcast, and especially if you have a video, maybe you do only audio, but maybe you could have your phone filming you on the side and then edit those kind of short clips and then redistribute those throughout your automation, because YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook, they're promoting shorts and reels these days since TikTok became a huge competitor, and they want to make sure that they get their market share back. You will reach even more people than the number of following that you have currently. And especially with Facebook Reels. Facebook Reels is at a level where Facebook fan pages were back in 2016 now. You can get tens of thousands of views from those Facebook Reels, even though, because most of the times, let's say if you have 1,000 followers on your business Facebook page and you post something, only 4% of people see it, because Facebook wants you to pay for it, pretty much. That's how they make money, right? But then in the case with these Reels, they help you promote it even more because it's a new feature and they want people to use it.
Okay. There are a lot of people that only have audio podcasts and they're possibly listening to this going, okay, well, I don't have video components readily available. So can I use my RSS feed then to put that through the automation sequencing through Zapier?
You could do that, but in case with those short clips, that wouldn't necessarily work the same way.
Can I plug my RSS feed, which is usually connected to my host site? I use Buzzsprout, so for example, but some people might use Podbean or Lisbon or some of the other sites. Can I plug in my RSS feed to that and say, okay, well, here's my RSS feed for my show, Facebook, LinkedIn, whatever. Will that still pick it up? I guess
no. So in that case, they'll not promote it as much because you're bringing people out of the platform. So they don't really want that to happen. Unless you create the content that I would say that's native to the platform, maybe you can take out that audio clip and then add captions.
Okay.
And post it as a reel. It doesn't have to be a video. But then if it's an audio and if there are captions, in that case, you can get those views and build that awareness. And people are going to see the logo. They're going to see the name of the podcast. So they're going to go and look for it.
So I can utilize, if I do have an audio podcast only, I can use clips. Yep. I can create an audiogram, which technically is a video, right?
Pretty much.
And use that as the tool. Okay, that's good to know. Because if not the full episode, I think that the key is with a lot of people and my branding, Podcast Solutions Made Simple, we don't want to reinvent the wheel every single time we do something. We don't want to get so far into, for example, I have a podcast that I started, speaking of speaking, so not this podcast, but the other one. Mm-hmm. And I started that back in 2019. I'm not saying the automation sequencing didn't exist then, but it's probably a little more slick and user-friendly now. Plus, I didn't know I could automate my podcast, right? I just didn't know. And you don't know what you don't know. But I use audiograms all the time. So for people who are listening to this going, okay, well, I've already been doing a show for a year, 2 years. You know what? All I have is audiograms right now. You're saying that I can use those or take content and use an audiogram creation platform such as Headliner or some of the other ones.
Yes.
And that's to my advantage if I want to do the automation sequencing through Zapier.
Yep, 100%.
Awesome.
Let's say if you want to do it with YouTube, because I know that some people take their podcast and then they upload to YouTube channel just as an audio. So for you to use it as a short, make sure that it's under 1 minute long. Because if it's going to be 1 minute and 1 second, YouTube will classify it as a standard video and you will not get as much reach as with YouTube shorts.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. It has to be exactly under 1 minute.
So 1 minute or less, and better to be less than right at a minute, just in case, because if it's 1 minute.
Yeah, like 59 seconds. We've noticed the best performing, well, in this case, we're doing videos, but the best performing ones are about 35 seconds long.
That's good to know, because I know for the longest time, YouTube was all about long form content.
And they still are. It's just this new shirt. They did it for two reasons. Of course, to create competition for TikTok and also to help creators grow their channels, because all the big channels are getting all the attention. And the new people that are creating accounts and creating channels, they don't really have any motivation of recording all those videos and those podcasts and posting them on YouTube and not getting any views. And
I was just going to say, there were a lot of people who I know were in the short form content creation space, be they, you know, shorter podcasts or whatever, and they just were not getting the traction that they were expecting from YouTube, because YouTube sort of decided at some point that, well, if it's not X amount of minutes long, it's not going to get the traction you want. So this is all good to know, especially now that they are playing in the short form content space. So if you're listening to this and you're wondering, well, I only want to do an audio podcast, I understand that. But 4 or 5 years ago, I would have been totally in the same headspace. But recognizing the value of the video, it's not just like Alex said, it's not just about putting it on your YouTube channel. Yes, that's part of it. But it's about how you can now utilize it better for the automation sequencing, which is going to get you the downloads, the likes, ticks, whatever it is that you need. So anybody listening to this, Alex, how can they get started? Where can they get information, more information about this?
Well, they can Google it. I guess, first of all.
Or they can get a hold of you too, right? Yeah. To answer any more questions, right?
They can find me on Instagram at Alex Thoric, Thoric, or they can check out our page at buildingincomeondemand.com.
Okay. And we're going to make sure, as I said, that those links are front and center in the show notes. So Alex knows his stuff. He's a great guy. You can also have a conversation about soccer or taekwondo with him as well. So that's kind of a double bonus. So reach out to him for sure. And Alex, it's been a pleasure chatting with you today. Any final words of wisdom about automation sequencing for podcasting or marketing before I turn you loose onto the world to make the world a better place?
Keep doing what you're doing. Keep putting out content and keep testing, because you know how it is. Marketing is all about testing. I'm sure you know Mr. Beast. I saw this video where they were talking about thumbnails, where they're paying, I'm not sure if it was $1,000 or $10,000 per thumbnail.
Wow.
Yeah. And they test a lot. Yeah. So that's in the beginning, crazy. When they were coming up, they would post a video on YouTube and they would change their thumbnail every couple of minutes just to see how they perform.
Wow. Great insights, Alex. I'm so glad we took the time to chat. I probably won't see you on the soccer field or in the Taekwondo studio. But if you ever want to go do a round of golf, I'm not very good, but we can do that. And thanks for taking the time to chat with us today.
Sounds good to me. Well, thanks a lot for having me.
And thank you for joining us today. Special thanks to our producer, Aiden Burrows, our production lead, Kieran Doherty, our music guru, Nathan Simon, and the person who works the arms, all of our arms, actually, my trusty assistant, Stephanie Gafoor. If you like what you heard today, leave us a comment and a review, and be sure to share it with your friends. If you don't like what you heard, please share it with your enemies. Oh, and if you have a suggestion of someone who you think would make an amazing guest on the show, let us know about it. Drop us an email, askcarl@carlspeaks.ca. Don't forget to follow us on LinkedIn and Twitter as well. You'll find all those links in the show notes. And if you're ready to take the plunge and join the over 3 million people who have said yes to podcasting, let's have a conversation. We'll show you the simplest way to get into the podcasting space, because after all, we're podcast solutions made simple. We'll catch you next time.